If you're a scientist working on diseases like malaria, dengue fever, or Ebola, you want to be in New Orleans this weekend. That's where the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene Convention is being held. But researchers who've recently been to Ebola-affected parts of West Africa are being told, show up and you'll be quarantined. NPR's Jason Beaubien has the story.
This convention is sort of the Detroit auto show for infectious disease researchers. This year, the keynote speaker is Bill Gates in his role as a global health juggernaut. Piero Oliaro had big plans for the conference.
This is the place to be. It's once a year. This is where you get to meet all the others. Yeah.
Oliaro is a researcher at Oxford University. He specializes in setting up clinical drug trials in the developing world. He was going to present several papers on his recent research involving treatments for malaria and river blindness. But 2 weeks ago, he was in Guinea, scouting a site to test a new Ebola medication. Oliaro got a letter yesterday from the Louisiana Health Department saying he, quote, should not travel to New Orleans to attend the conference. The policy applies to anyone who'd visited Sierra Leone, Guinea, or Liberia over the last 21 days. The letter goes on to say, quote, we see no utility in you traveling to New Orleans simply to be confined to your room. Oliaro, who's currently in England, says the decision is unfair, unwarranted, and he says not based on medical science, but he'll abide by it.
I have no intention of spending weeks in a hotel room somewhere in New Orleans. New Orleans is a very nice place, but certainly not seen from a hotel room in isolation.
Oliaro says the problem is much larger than just this one convention. The world's leading tropical disease researchers often fly back and forth from Africa to their labs in the United States. The new patchwork of Ebola-related travel bans and quarantine policies, Oliaro says, makes it unclear whether they'll be able to continue to do that. And that could ultimately undermine research into a vaccine or cure for this terrifying viral disease. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Washington.